Hunter Biden admits to Biden family's China deals for dollar millions after years of denial. By Wendell Hasebo on March 16, 2023. Hunter Biden on Thursday admitted and then justified the Biden family's multi-million dollar business with Chinese entities close to the Chinese Communist Party after years of denial. A spokesperson said. Hunter Biden, a private citizen with every right to pursue his own business endeavors, joined several business partners in seeking a joint venture with a privately owned, legitimate energy company in China. As part of that joint venture, Hunter received his portion of good faith seed funds, which he shared with his uncle, James Biden, and Hallie Biden, with whom he was involved with at the time, and sharing expenses. Hunter's spokesman continued, Rep. Comer takes something old and tries to make it new by wrapping it in a wild and baseless right-wing conspiracy. The accounts so dramatically listed by Rep. Comer belonged to Hunter, his uncle and Hallie, nobody else. Hunter's statement is a public relations attempt to push back on House Oversight Committee James Comer's RKY confirmation that the Biden family business received a $3 million wire transfer from a Chinese energy company and subsequent payments after President Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017. Comer has also found evidence that shows the Biden family business received $179,836.86 while Joe Biden was in the White House. Although the sum appears to be insignificant compared to the $31 million received by the business during Joe Biden's time as vice president, the new amount builds upon the previous reporting in 2022 by Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer. Hunter's statement is notable because it represents the first time he has ever acknowledged his family made millions from Chinese business deals. Schweitzer, speaking with Fox News Thursday evening, mocked Hunter for changing his story after years of denial of his accurate reporting. The story has changed throughout. When we first broke this story in 2018, they denied that they were even doing business in China. Then they said, well, we were doing business in China but, as you pointed out, we didn't make any money. Then it shifted to Joe Biden didn't know about those deals. Schweitzer continued. That's been disproven. The fact that they keep shifting the stories, I think, should be a major concern for people in the White House, because it's pretty clear that the people spinning the news in the White House don't know the full story. And I think there are going to be several other shoes to drop on this. On Thursday afternoon, the White House also tried to deflect from Comer's revelations by claiming the family was a victim, despite the millions of dollars they made without showing any production of a product or service in return for the money. After a disgusting attack lamenting that the president's deceased son Beau was never prosecuted while he was alive, Congressman Comer has now decided to go after Beau's widow, said White House spokesman Ian Sams. The statements come after Comer on Wednesday revealed whistleblowers have informed him Joe Biden has indirectly benefited financially from the Biden family business, raising questions about if Joe Biden is written into the family's business deals off the books. One of the things that all of our whistleblowers have told us, Comer told Just the News, is that they were all, through these LLCs, paying for things for Joe Biden. So that's very curious, you know. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.